You are now getting involved here with the Chop Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday, June the 28th, 2021. Your hosts, Starch and Gooch, and we are peatless. It's a sad, somber, it's a weird thing, but we're back to our grassroots, bro. Where we started.
I was thinking about it today. I was like, I can finally start saving money. I don't have to order out every day and spend an extra $30 on pizza.
And we get better bang for the buck. Like, if we order a pizza, we can literally have comfortably three slices a piece rather than have Pete just devour everything before. Dude, when I tell you, he eats the pizza before I get to it, and he's eating it in like unison, like one slice. Shovel down his face and he's
the type of
pounds person
as we're ordering. He's like, well, how many slices are you? He's already counting.
He's doing the pizza math.
He's counting his slices.
Doing
already.
The pizza math, making sure he gets the biggest slices. You know what I mean? Like, and when you listen,
he's probably kept a couple pounds off me just out of me being passive and nice. I'm like still hungry. I'm like, Pete, I guess you could have it.
Yeah,
Pete.
I mean, you drove all this way, yeah. You know. So, what a weekend that comes and goes in the sports world. But before, I mean, I know you touched on it because I do listen to the Chopheads MMA podcast. Your big booty mix. First of all, I have a screenshot. I will have forever. It is Gooch in his element. It was like he was like literally having the most fun he's ever had in his life.
Yeah, I fit in surprisingly well, and I thought I was going to be by far the oldest person there.
Lies.
I wasn't. There's some creepy fucking dudes there. And here's the thing. At least I was there with my girlfriend and her friends.
Right.
These guys were like five deep.
Oh, my
bro,
God.
Bro, it was like, it was five guys to one girl in this place. It was real rough.
Yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
You had a bunch of grown-ass men slopping around a 12-inch pool.
Not that I'm, and I will never, ever do this, not that I'm checking out your girl, because your girl's great. Could she give me tips on how to do the app things? That right? One picture, I'm like, right? What the frick is she doing? She is ripped out of her skull, and I'm like,
puts in work.
And
though.
I keep looking down, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in decent shape, especially for my age, but when I stand next to her, I'm like, damn, man, not only am I insanely pale, no matter how much color I have, but then I also look like a fucking fat sausage.
Does she tan? Like, tan, like going to the tanning bed, or does she just lay out?
No, she's Moroccan. She's French Moroccan.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
she's,
so she's not even of the white.
Yeah, she's like not. That. She's half white, but she's definitely a white girl. Let's be real about that.
White girl wasted. So,
she
I mean,
can't even.
How you feeling today? Like, you did the tiki thing on Friday.
I have some fucking nasty bacterial farts from the weekend,
nice. Okay.
Bro. I'm telling you right now. Usually
great.
You love
so
your own brand.
Clear this place out.
Usually you love your own brand. Not today, bro. Not today. I stand clear of my own brand.
Wow. All
on right, this Monday morning.
Listen, just keep it like do it in the other office or something. Just don't.
I know
crazy.
There's been a duck walking around here this morning. It's not all me. I'm telling you, dude.
So before my weekend, obviously you broke the news. I mean, it's not breaking news because I told the world, or at least my world. I do tend to try to keep that as private to the people that I know, but the listeners, I'm having a baby boy in November. And look, I know you think it's fluff. I was rooting for another girl. I really was. And I think it's not that they're easier, like Tommy D had mentioned on the podcast, but like, I think that A, we have all the clothes. Like, it's
I understand.
B, like, it just seems like dad's going to protect. You know, dad's protecting his women at home, and now you got a boy coming, and now this boy's probably going to grow up to be the size of his dad, and he's probably going to take me out eventually one day.
Well, that's good. That's always a good thing.
Now, I'm going to have two protectors. Yeah, I mean, look, the name gets carried on. I'm excited about that. I was excited just for my brother.
That's what I'm saying. When you start to factor in the actual realities of things,
yeah.
Like, you were rooting for a girl. Were you disappointed when you saw the blue? No fucking way,
hell
bro.
No. And you know what's funny? My wife said it. Like, she's like, you got what you wanted, just in opposite order. Like, when you were craving the boy, you know what I mean? That sounds terrible. You were craving having
That's
a boy.
That's fucking illegal.
Craving having a boy the first time around. Then you have the girl melts you, and it leveled me out. Now, I'm back, and I can, like, you know, get a boy and coach him, and just... It's going to be great. I'm excited. But
you got to teach him how to do graphic work and
right.
All these
we're gonna
things.
Have,
so one day he could be
at 6 months old.
Chop Sports
yeah,
intern.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to get him a job here at Chop Sports down the road. But the McDonald's flyer launched. I don't want to say prematurely because we're excited. We just got to iron out the details.
Exactly. Every time I say, well, it's in work, it's in the work, Tommy's like, I thought it was. No,
it's
it
a
is.
Thing.
Like,
we're going be there. Right. Regardless. We're be there.
You don't need to have reservations at a sports bar.
Not anymore, at least.
For an MMA event. Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going down. It's just a matter of how and.
If
how,
we want to throw some coin at it, or we just make our patrons pay for everything. But I think, honestly, we owe it to our early supporters to be like, look, have a couple beers on us. You know what I mean? Like, thank you for the early support. You guys rock. And that's that. So a meet and greet slash, you know, find out how many of these guys could bring the smoke in a face-to-face conversation, too. Because, you know, once we see these guys, we're going to talk sports like we do on Chop Sports, the Facebook group. So we'll see who brings it. So
I have a feeling it's going to turn out to be pretty good.
Yeah. I made an event page last night.
I know. I'm going. Did you say going? Yeah, I'm going.
That's cool.
I am going to my own event.
Quick.
I got
little,
an invite.
Quick
to
influx of people that are saying they're going. I invited about 150 people last night. Very sporadic invites. I didn't like do a mass thing. Like, everybody come. You know.
I almost did this morning, and I was like, wait.
Nah. See, what I want to do is I want to get the people that I know might come, might show up, might have a good time. So I invited like the people that I know that have been supporting us since day one. So there's quite a few of you. Instagram, Chop Sports Media Instagram. I had to turn notifications off again because it's getting too much. Like, and I know we're not out there beating our chests like we got a million followers. That reel that we made weeks ago of the Sons and Four guy has blown.
We even got him.
He even liked to comment on it. Like, we tagged him up and said, look, man, I think it's time you take notice that you have another angle of this. And he did. And I'm like, well, that was cool.
Yeah,
you know,
DM is coming, Sons and Four guy. I believe his name is Nick.
Yeah. So that happens. That reel alone. And we look at the analytics all the time because that's what our business is it basically analytics. 80,000 accounts. 80,000 people saw that video. That's called going viral, ladies and gentlemen. And we've done that, and we're very excited about that. Did it turn to the followers? It did. It's been trickling in.
Yeah, we got like 40 new followers in 2 days, which it took pretty much. It usually takes like 2 or 3 weeks to get 40 followers at our rate.
If not more. Yeah
but totally. What happens is once we hit that algorithm, we're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, I saw it happen on Matarese's account where he just got 200, 300 followers in a day for no reason. He's not even doing anything different. It's just consistency.
Yeah, man.
And it'll pay off.
We're doing it. So, sports. We're not.
I was literally about to just say fucking sports now.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's. We'll get into it. The Yankees stink. We'll get into the NBA playoffs. I will first and foremost say if you're a hockey fan, which apparently it triggered a couple people, that there's not enough hockey on. We didn't actually talk about that, did we?
I'm not gonna lie. I looked at the likes on that, and I was like, well, fuck all these people. But not really. Like, obviously we want everybody to enjoy their Chop Sports experience.
Almost, but is that a call to action for us to be like, all right, we need some
I wouldn't even say it's a call to action for us. Maybe it is as far as the podcast goes. Mm-hmm. And we have the Stanley Cup Finals coming up to at least talk about some hockey, but it's gonna be short lived. But I could promise you this. Come next hockey season, we're going to have a fucking hockey podcast.
100%.
We're going to probably get a hockey blog going. I think Mike Salerno, the Squeaky Bum Time host, wants to do a hockey blog. So where there's going to be hockey content coming out. And I want to stress this to the members of Chop Sports on Facebook. If you want to fucking talk about something, it's simple. Just post about it. All those likes that you got about people not liking the group because there's not enough hockey in it. Well, guys, I have a good idea. Post something, look at the likes, and tag all each other in it.
Right.
There you go. You got your conversation.
Cool. Done. Right.
Done.
You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now.
Oh, shout out to Squeaky Bums, by the way. A great thing they've done. 50 people got involved. Like, that's a massive amount. World Soccer Shop liking our stuff. Like, shout out to my friend Jess, who literally bought a jersey prior to this, I found out about these guys via Chop Sports and Squeaky Bum. So a big shout out to her. It's awesome. The round of 16 bracket challenge that they created via World Soccer Shop is going well, and somebody's going to walk away with close to $300 to spend on soccer gear. And I guess those jerseys are expensive. I don't know. I've never actually bought one.
I'm curious what soccer gear even means. Shin guards?
No, like jerseys.
I know.
Bro.
I'm just I can't help it, bro.
You know what's funny? Every time somebody goes down and grabs their shin, which happens about 54 times a game, I'm always like, well, are they wearing shin guards? Like, that's the one thing I would wear. But I got to admit, that probably will mess with your running. Like, having shin guards
on.
Is
that something they still do in...
I don't know.
At that level?
I saw it through the people's socks. Like, you could tell there's, like, a shape of a shin guard. And look, it's just like baseball, where they're adding just armor now. Like, face masks are coming across the face now, and, like, you got elbow things and shin things and foot things. And I saw guys wearing oven mitts when they're running the bases.
Bro, like, I have a hard time. I would like to get into some of these sports that everybody's like, not enough this, not enough that. Right. But I have a hard time watching even the sports that I'm participating in on a daily basis. Like, MMA event this past weekend. There's one a week. I can't watch them all because that would be my Saturday night. I would lose my relationship at this point. You know, the Yankee game is on every night. There's NBA playoffs. Mm. There's just a lot of sports. I find myself in this pickle every day. I'm like, what do I watch? I got to talk about this tomorrow. And it becomes like a full-time 24/7 job just to watch sports, which, honestly, I'm definitely not complaining because...
No, because that's literally what I've wanted my entire life.
And it's great. And shout out to Ash because I wouldn't say it's all the time, but... More often than not now, I'll be able to just be like, look, I got to watch, you know, I'll give her the look like, you know, I got this podcast tomorrow. I got to watch the game. And she's like, she gives an eye roll. But for the most part, I'm able to flip back and forth through games. And typically it's usually like Downton Abbey or Cruel Summer or one of these other shows that she tries to turn me on to. And
just unsuccessful.
Yeah, it's almost unwatchable with me because I can't not talk shit.
Right. Oh, 100%. You know, it's like, listen, truth be told, I tried to watch The Bachelorette.
I start predicting.
Bachelorette, meaning like all the dudes are in there complaining about one girl. I'm like, these guys are the corniest mother effers I've ever seen.
She can't watch shows with me because I predict what's going to happen.
And then ruin it.
It's right. Always right. And she's like, I fucking shut up. How do you know that? And I'm like, well
I watched it already in my downtime.
I saw it the other day.
I do stream it when I'm at work. But anyway, shout out to Italy, my native homeland. Italy gets the win. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I want to say I'm like 75% Italian.
But your native homeland is America.
That's what I meant. You know what I'm talking about. Like, in my bloodstream, I know. I got the Italians. Denmark beat Wales. By the way, I had Denmark. I picked them. And then I was talking to Jess for a minute, and she's like, you better have picked Wales. And I was like, I did. And I switched my pick just like, I'm with you. I lost. So,
go with your gut,
bitch.
Bro.
Yeah, I know. God damn it. But anyway, the Euros are in effect. They got a couple games today. Croatia's going, a couple other games. Tune into the Squeaky Bum Time podcast as they probably break down tonight all the games that you've seen already, which are plenty. So those guys are blowing up, which is great. And yeah, so we move into the weekend that was for the New York Bronx not so bombers anymore. Like, the Bronx, all we hit is bombers, and if we can't, we lose. The Red Sox, once again, handled the New York Yankees, handled them. And now here I am thinking, like, we could take 2 out of 3 because we got Herman and Cole on the back end, and we'll sacrifice Saturday and we'll lose that game. They couldn't. This team is so, it's like a Ronnie and Sam Jersey Shore relationship. You know, sometimes you're, like, excited to see them, and then sometimes you never want to see them again. Shout out to Johnine.
We're going to get to see him tomorrow.
Right. Johnine from Absolute Eyewear literally says that she's picking other things to do with her time rather than watch the Yankees. And she's a big Yankees fan. So that's where we're at with this team. You know, they're becoming unwatchable because when you look at this team on paper, even my dad was saying it. He's like, you know, as it goes to break, it's like, coming up, Stanton, Judge, LeMahieu. And you're like, oh. We're going to get fucking 9 runs.
I want to know why our 9 hitter who bats 180 swings for the fences but when you're a guy that can't cut it as a hitter and you're deficient in that regard, and there's a guy on first and second with no outs in a big spot and you're the 9 hitter, why are you swinging for the fences? Fucking bunt. Do something right.
Well, I think your brother brought it up that he's never laid down a bunt in his
life. I don't care. I understand. I understand. But the point that I'm making is then he doesn't belong in the 9 hole because that's just not what the 9 hitter is supposed to do. And I don't want to hear Ken Palman come in and say how American League isn't even baseball because they don't. Shut up with that. because
that's even baseball.
That's the same thing as the National League. Nobody fucking bunts anymore. They're acting like the National League is all small ball
is a thing of the past.
It's the only time that you see small ball is when there's a pitcher up. That's it. And it's not because it's small ball.
Or now in the garbage extra inning rules, when the guy starts on second, you play small ball just to move him over to
third. Yes.
Think about that for a second, right? Why isn't every team doing this? I know it's probably a lot harder than it sounds coming out of my face, but man on second in extra innings, you bunt them over to third, a sack fly, you got the lead. Simple. Yeah. Done. It's over. And then all you have to do is have your closer shut it down in the next inning, and that's it. Can't even get to the closer this week.
Talking about you, Clint Frazier.
Yeah, well, we couldn't even get to Chapman this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like this team. All right. I will raise the question. You're a realist. Is this time to panic?
No.
It's June, or is it like this team as constructed right now?
The team
is bad news.
The team has talent.
And do they?
Yes, they do. They do.
I'm starting to think we don't.
They're a talented team.
Sanchez can get hot. Judge has a great bat. LeMahieu can hit. But maybe they can't put it together. Maybe this lineup isn't something that we can roll with.
When you say this lineup, do you mean which one? The one that they play on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Because it changes every fucking day.
And it shouldn't. If you're Aaron Boone and something works one day, stop fixing it. Stop changing it. Stop putting you put Sanchez in the three hole one day and then he's in the seven the next. It's like, that's your hottest hitter. And then you bench him because Higashioka has to catch Cole. You know what I mean? Like, that's garbage. That is absolute garbage.
The only time I'm okay with the catcher getting benched is
day night.
Sunday afternoon, sit your catcher.
Right. Give him a day off. I get it. It's probably the most grueling position in baseball because you're just squatting behind. Well, if you're Gary Sanchez, you're literally sitting Indian style almost. Yeah. It's not even like he's squatting anymore.
But I don't want to give up on them just yet because I don't want to be that guy where in August they start turning it around and then be like, oh, I knew it.
Listen.
You know, I'm going to stick with my
squad.
We're
rooting for this.
And I'm going to say this too. All these Met fans saying, oh, just accept the fact that your team is shit and this and that. And, you know, it's act like you've been there before. Well, you guys have the same amount of wins as us. You're four games up in the loss column.
And they're in first place in a division.
Pump your brakes.
Pump your brakes
a little bit about talking about how bad the Yankees are and how great the Mets are. Because the Mets are 4-6 in their last 10 as well. It's not like they're playing great. And they're playing bad in a bad division.
Right. I mean, the way I'm looking at this Yankee team coming up with the series against the Angels. I know, again, we say this a lot. I say this specifically. I've never needed a must sweep in my life. And I feel like it's the only way, if we could just beat up on the low-hanging fruit like we're supposed to and worry about the Red Sox next time around. Like, look, we started off 0-6 now. If I remember correctly, last year, the Red Sox couldn't beat us. They could not beat us last year in the shortened season. And even the year before that, it was like 10 in a row at some point. The Red Sox will deal with them when we have to deal with them.
Relevant. I think we got 12 more games with Boston. You look at the upcoming schedule, and I think it was Adam Holtz, who I believe might be blocking.
Optimism. Yeah. No,
there's
I read that article.
Optimism because of the schedule ahead. It's not really a good sign when the only thing you have optimistic about is the fact that you have a weak schedule coming up. I want the Yankees to be that feared team. I'm thinking fantasy baseball terms, and I remember just not ever wanting to start a pitcher because they were playing the Yankees, and now it's at the opposite. It's like, oh, this guy got two starts. He's got one against the Yankees. He's probably going to blow up this week. That really makes me sick to think that the lineup that they have isn't producing. But baseball is a game of, you know, usually things level out. When you got a guy that bats 240 but his career average is 300, he's probably going to bat like 330 in the second half.
You would hope.
Typically.
Right.
Typically. Now, there is some down years for people. There's injuries that happen, et cetera. But I just think that they're going to right the ship a little bit with the lineup. I think the pitching might regress a little bit because that's actually been what's carrying them to a degree. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And I also think the Yankees are too close right now to be sellers. They'll never really be sellers at a deadline, especially with
They need to be buyers this year.
Especially with the extra playoff teams and the wild card, the way they do it now. I don't know who's available because since they've done that, they made less guys available because more teams are in the race. So you're not going to see all these players getting traded because a lot of teams are still in the race.
Yeah, no, we'll see. It starts today, 7:05 against the Los Angeles Angels.
Is it Ohtani pitching today?
It is not. Ohtani pitches Wednesday. All right. So which leads me to believe, I don't know how these Angels have been doing it.
Who's pitching today for the Angels?
The Angels, I'm looking right at the game. It's Dylan Bundy.
All right, well.
And it's against our stud, Michael King. Like, so You know that Ohtani's going to hit one into fucking Queens.
Right away.
Like, first pitch, jumped on it. But it gets me a little nervous now. Tuesday's game, obviously. Like, tonight, Tuesday, the tickets are... The Yankees are tickets as low as $9. And then tomorrow, tickets as low as $6. And we'll be in the house for a 97-degree scorcher, which is going to... Well, at least it's at night. And you know, hopefully it gets... You know, it's not humid or anything like that.
It's going to be rough regardless.
It's going to be rough, especially with all that beer in, that I'm going to take. Yeah. I wonder if I'm still going to have my rental.
I guess we're going to find out.
Either take my... I'd almost prefer the rental to go into the Bronx, you know, instead of bringing my brand-new 2021 truck into the river lot, which that's where we're going. I don't know if you know this, but that's where
I'm good with whatever.
I know you are. But tomorrow we're at the game. Tonight, the Yankees got to right the ship. The Mets, as far as the Mets are concerned, it looks like Washington's going with an opener tonight against Gerard Eichhoff. So check out the Mets as well. Look, they both got to bounce back. They're both in it. I mean, like, the Phillies... gave him a little bit of a problem this week. You want to hear some tragic news? So we go out on Saturday, me and my wife out to kind of like an afternoon day drinking / dinner. And my daughter's staying with my dad. So I come home to get her. It's around 7 o'clock. We're about to go home. The Mets game is on, which is whatever. My dad's a Mets fan. He's watching the game. My daughter walks up to the TV and shouts, "Let's go Mets." And I wanted to cry. I wanted everything I've tried and built for this girl. Like, I'm like, please tell me. And then my stepmom's like, blame your father. Like, your father was in her ear the entire time. And I'm like, this is not cool at all. I've really tried hard. Every time she sees me in the Yankees hat,
that's where you draw the line.
I know.
That's where you draw the line, Dave.
Sorry, Dad. You're not going to see my daughter anymore. Look what you've done to her. But anyway, that's baseball, Susan. And that's...
DeGrom's reaction to giving up one run and 31 straight innings without a run? He gave up a run and he went into the dugout and just like put his glove down hard, sat down. That was it.
Like, he's just so good. Ibby got to go to that game, which, by the way, great walk-off game for DeGrom and the Mets for that. I think it was Saturday. NBA playoffs last night. Ice Trae Young drops 35 and catches an L and catches a sprained ankle.
Did you see how he sprained his ankle?
I did not see it.
He stepped on the ref's foot.
The ref's foot. So yeah. What, down the sideline?
Yeah, he was going to make a move. I guess it was around, it was at the three-point line on the wing, and the ref was behind him, and he went to just do a plant step to cut towards the rim, and the ref's foot was there, and it was a freak thing. You can't blame the ref. The ref was in position. It's not like...
And now they're saying he's sore.
He's playing.
Of course he's going to play. Playing. I mean, he's not Kyrie Irving. Like, yeah, he's not bitch made. He's going to play.
He finished the game. He didn't come out or anything like that.
I raised a question with another... This is back-to-back convincing wins by the Bucks. Does the buck stop here for the Atlanta Hawks? Like, does the Bucks team seem like they're just too much, despite all the efforts out of a guy like Trae Young?
Yes, I've been on fire in this postseason. Absolutely on
courtesy
fire.
Courtesy of FanDuel.
Absolutely on fire, which I got to talk to you about that. I have some news about FanDuel. It's nothing crazy, but it's potential for us. But
new cars are in the lot.
I'm 3-0 on the Bucks and Hawks series. I took the Hawks money line game one because I just knew they were going to win on the road. Mm-hmm. And then I knew. I had a really good feeling that the Bucks would right the ship. And then yesterday, everybody's saying to me, I don't know, man, I just would lay off it. But for whatever reason, I just think the Bucks are too good. They learned their lesson last year, and I equate a lot of what the Hawks are doing now to what the Bucks did over the last couple seasons. It takes a little bit of time to learn and grow and take your lumps in the playoffs. The Hawks are really good. They're constructed well. But when you run into a team like Milwaukee who has the experience, who has that taste of defeat, and they have the best player left in the playoffs right now in Giannis, and it's not close to me.
No, it's not close.
As much as I think his offensive game kind of is lacking with his moves and creating his own shot, you can't stop him getting to the basket, and he creates this. When he penetrates, everybody crashes on him because you have to, and Middleton is really good. He had 20 points in the fourth compared to the Hawks' 17.
I think he scored 38 total, yeah.
He outscored the Hawks in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Right?
I did see that. I saw that at the end. It might be it. We'll see. You know, we'll see. As far as the other series is concerned, our boy, our new Lord and Savior, Suns in four guy, is it going to be Suns in five? Because they can put it away tonight.
I still think the Clippers win a game and they go six, maybe seven. I don't want to write the Clippers off yet because they've been right. They were down 16 at half in this game. They stormed all the way back. And then in the fourth quarter, they're at one point, they're 2-for-18 from the field. And Phoenix was 1 for 16. But really what happened was Chris Paul, he gets that high pick and roll, and you can't stop it. Once you need a basket and you have a big man like Ayton and you have Chris Paul and they're playing the two-man game, it's almost impossible to stop, specifically for a team like the Clippers who have no bigs whatsoever. Correct. Markieff Morris is their only big, and he's not a big. He's like 6'7".
Right. So they're definitely playing small ball.
Wild finish to that game.
My boy Reggie Jackson, you got to watch out for him. All of a sudden, that star is born for the Clippers. So I don't think it's just up to Paul George to carry this team. I think if these guys can get a gun, what?
Did you see Mike Breen? Did you hear his little
bang?
Clip?
No.
No, bro. He's he's calling the game, right?
Uh-huh.
Paul George hits a huge shot, mm-hmm. right? And then they flash to Kawhi Leonard in his press box.
I heard about this.
And he's like, and Kawhi Leonard goes crazy. And he wasn't going crazy at all. He was just sitting there being his normal self. He didn't even laugh or anything. But Mike Breen is the legendary GOAT.
Oh, he is so good. And look, that's what makes, we could segue into this, but then close. But like, that's what makes Mike Breen able to do what he does. He's the voice of the Knicks. He gets excited for the Knicks. Then he's so good, he's now the voice of the NBA. So he can just get excited about everything. Take notes, Michael Kay. You all went to the same college. Okay? Michael Kay, stop getting excited about opposite team, home runs, big hits, all this crap. You are the voice of the Yankees. You are not a universal voice. Stop this shit. Because it's very upsetting. Because I like you. I know you don't, but I genuinely like that show. You know, except for Rosenberg. He kind of, again, rubs me the wrong way in specific ways. But Breen is the man, and I love that bang call. Is like, it's
revolution. Way better than see ya.
It definitely is better than see ya. But with that, big week coming up, man. We got a big website drop on Thursday. It's not any. We
I have
can't say
insane amount of anxiety.
We can't say July 1st anymore. It is Thursday this week. www.chopsportsmedia.com will drop. We're excited about it. We're gonna have some new merch. Chris was peeling back the curtain a little bit, showing me a couple of the things. It looks phenomenal. He's done such a great job with that. Be sure to subscribe, like, and listen, and download all of our podcasts on this network. We are growing. We are growing fast. We're eclipsing almost 15,000 downloads for the network. We are just at 10, I think it was Memorial Day. So, like, that's 2-3 weeks, and we're just growing exponentially right now. So if you'd like to be an advertiser on these shows, be sure to shoot me an email, DaveChopSports@gmail.com or ChopSports@gmail.com. We will get back to you, show you all the stuff we got going on as far as pricing is concerned. Get your small business out there. And if you're listening to the sound of our voice, we are peatless. So we do need and want. It's not a need. We can definitely get things done. But we would love somebody to join the party every day.
Fuck that. We need.
Okay, we need.
We need some life. It adds an element to the show.
It does.
Not to take anything away from Pete. Pete was great, but my brother, I shouldn't say take anything. I'm not taking anything away from Pete. Pete was great. It added an element to the show, like I said, that I think is important.
Yeah, what were you saying about your brother?
He was the one that said, he's like, oh man, Production Pete's gone, and he called him Production Pete.
That's
I loved
crazy.
It.
So that's something like that we created.
We'll get you a moniker, right?
Right.
We'll help you out with learning some things about what we're doing and how to set up online stores. Whatever Pete has picked up along the way, I'm sure it was helpful. And Pete's still with us. He's going to, I said, we're going to try and get him a segment. Maybe we'll send him some edits today. You know?
Sure.
I don't know about today. Pete's got a big move happening.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Give him
on
a couple
today.
Days, but.
Yeah, Pete, you're off for the next couple, but after that, buddy. You're back to work. But yeah, so if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you want to get involved with the party, I know Scoop is having a great time with Chop Heads MMA. So like, if you want to sit in, it's a relaxed environment. We do grind. We work here. So that's that. So be sure to check out the Jimmy Palumbo Show dropping tomorrow on our what I call Comedy Tuesdays, even though it's not all comedy. It's Jimmy Palumbo, Joe Matarese. Joe Matarese got a couple events coming up. Go check his podcast out for all that. One's in my town almost, practically like I can throw a football to one of his shows in July. We'll be at to check that out. Squeaky Bump Time drops tomorrow. Obviously, Wednesday, another episode of Chart Choppers. Last week got a lot of backlash because of the rankings that he did for current New York athletes. He was telling me about it, which is great. Debate is debate, and that's exactly what he's trying to stir up. Till Mets Do Us Part, the goddamn Jets, Chopheads MMA drop today. The shows, they just keep coming. Am I missing any?
We each got our shows coming out.
The Packers Pulse is coming out. A new Cowboys podcast will be dropping soon too. I got to come up with a name that's not like witty, but like, you know, I'll figure something out because I definitely want to talk a little bit more unfiltered about the Cowboys. When you're with Blogging the Boys and SB Nation, you kind of like have to reserve yourself a little bit. I want to kind of take the gloves off and go in on my team, whether it be good or bad. So that'll be dropping as well. So with that being said, for Sturch and Gooch and Peatless, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
No more Big Booty Mix.